Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Avodah Zara, Perek Beis, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah Asa be learned B'schos Asa Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Reziva Kogon Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us Ein Mamidim Behemah Pendukas Shel Avdik Chavim. A Yid is not allowed to take his animal and leave it by an inn of a non-Jew. Every time we say non-Jew in this Masechta, obviously we're talking about an idol worshiper. So a guy is staying over at an inn. He's not allowed to leave his animal over there to be taken care of by the non-Jew. Why is this? Mishnah Chashidun Arviya, because they're suspected to live with the animal. Non-Jews will actually have relations with animals, and he has to make sure that his animal is not subject to that. Also, a Jewish woman is not allowed to be in seclusion with a non-Jewish man because he's suspected with adultery. That's even if the non-Jewish man's wife is with him. His wife doesn't protect him from his isra of adultery. So a Jewish woman is not allowed to be secluded in a room with him. And a regular Jewish man is not allowed to be in seclusion with a non-Jew either because they're suspected they're going to kill the Yid. Also, if we have a Jewish midwife, she's not allowed to help a non-Jewish woman give birth because she's giving birth to a child who's going to now serve Avodah Zarah. But a non-Jewish midwife is allowed to help a Jewish woman give birth. That's as long as there's other people around, so they make sure this non-Jewish midwife doesn't kill the Jewish baby. Also, a Jewish woman is not allowed to help nurse the baby of a non-Jewish woman. A non-Jewish woman is allowed to nurse the baby of a Jewish woman. Mishnah Beis tells us, a Yid is allowed to bring his money to get a refuah, to get healed. Obviously not talking about where his money is sick. It means where like an animal that he has, for example, got sick, so he needs to bring it to the non-Jewish vet. He could do so. But a Yid himself is not allowed to go to a non-Jewish doctor to get healed because we're afraid that he's going to kill him. Also, Rav Meir says that you're never allowed to get a haircut from a non-Jew, even in public, even Rosh Hasharabim, because we're afraid he's just going to take the razor and slit the Jew's throat and kill him. However, in Rosh Hasharabim it's permitted because since it's in public, the non-Jew is afraid to kill the Yid, but not if they're by themselves, then it's usur, unless the Yid insists on seeing his haircut in a mirror, and that's because the non-Jewish barber tells himself, wow, this Yid must be very chashuv, because he's asking to see how the haircut is in the mirror. Clearly it's important how he looks, it must be he's a chashuv guy, so I'm not going to kill him. But just a regular Yid and a regular non-Jewish barber without a mirror, by themselves, not a Rosh Hasharabim, it's usur for him to get a haircut from the non-Jewish barber. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Daled. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.